Blog Talk Radio.
Looking out from underneath the fractured moonlight on the sea, reflections still live the same for me as before I went under. And it's peaceful in a deep cathedral where you cannot sleep. No need to pray, no need to sleep. Now I wonder, and it's breaking over me. 1,000 miles down to the seabed, found a place to rest my head. Never let me go, never let me go. Never let me go, never let me go. In the arms of the ocean, I carry you. And all is still rushing, was rushing out of me. And the crosses are heaven for sinners like me. For the eyes of the ocean deliver me. Though the presence is hard to take, it's the only way I can escape. Seems a heavy choice to make. And now I wonder, and it's breaking over me. 1,000 miles down to the seabed, found a place to rest my head. Never let me go, never let me go. Never let me go, never let me go.
Everybody, and welcome to Tethering the Blade Zone. This is the Sean Pilgrim Psychic Medium Hour, and he is running just a little late, I'm psychic medium Kevin Baird, and Sean is one of our new psychic mediums who is doing readings for our network here on the Main Street Universe. And he is busy with clients. You know, it's a crazy time of the year where people are planning their itineraries for school, and you know, the stock market is doing really well right now, so just client activity is through the roof. So I'm filling in for him until he's able to come into the show. And I'm going to go ahead and take the first caller and see if I can help them until Sean finds us. All right, so I'm looking at area code 510. Are you there, and can I help you?
Can I wait a little bit?
Sure.
Okay, yeah, I can't really, okay. Put me back on hold, please.
Okay. All right. We're going to put our friend there, 510, on hold. I think what I'm going to do is play another quick tune while we're waiting. Let's see, it's going to be... We can do Avalon by, or actually I'll do Ocean of Stars, because I know we always have a request for that out there. Ocean of Stars, S-T-A-R-S, by Diane Arkansas.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
I'm sorry, hello? I have the microphone. I'm here. Hello?
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, this is Kevin. Sean hasn't made it onto the show yet. He's still delayed. I can help you if you want, or if you want to hold a little more.
Well, okay, I'll ask you.
Okay.
All right, so I am launching myself as a image consultant and guidance counselor. What energy do you feel off of this, my new enterprise?
All right. I think that it's going to be international.
Hmm.
So you'll have something in New York and something in London.
Interesting.
And it looks like it's going to be happening fairly quickly within 2 to 4 years. So get it busy going in New York, and then you'll make contacts there. I don't know if you're in New York, but there will be a pool for you to go to in New York.
Hey, I'm in Northern California.
Okay.
Yeah, outside of San Francisco.
Okay. You could find yourself transferring or being invited to go to New York or setting yourself up with a New York office.
Okay.
And also there's a UK connection. It looks like Manchester, just outside of England. London. Do you have any connections in the UK right now?
I do. I have people I know through Blog Talk Radio, but never yet met in person, but I do have friends in the UK.
Yeah, you might want to look at Manta, M-A-N-T-A. It's a great online business marketing tool. It's a little higher end than, LinkedIn? LinkedIn is a great, it's sort of like a Facebook for business people, but Manta is the place to be. It's been out there for a while. It's got like a billion companies on it. I'm slightly exaggerating, but they have quite a few. Like if you have a hometown that is like 5,000 or 6,000 and that you went to Manta and listed your town, you would find that there would be one or two of the businesses in the town that you're in on Manta. They're very spread out.
Okay.
So check them out. But
Manta.
Yeah, M-A-N-T-A.
Okay, I got it. Interesting.
And that you would find yourself with connections starting to build there also. All you have to do is just go out and follow some of the other business types that you're interested in and that you just see what they're doing and they can see what you're doing and that you guys would ride off with each other's energy.
Right, right, right. Well, this is something that I am doing work from home base, so starting right where I am. So expanding outward. Of course.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yep.
Well, thank you.
Yep, you're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Well, this is something radically different. My toddler is 15 months old now. I am not with her father, and nor do I ever intend to be. What energies, if any, do you pick up on he and I at least having some sort of cordial relationship where he is held accountable and is actually helping at least support our child?
Yes. He's definitely going to be doing that.
That's good. That's good. Okay.
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
All righty.
Thanks.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, I'm looking at Kat Bray, 53. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, how can I help you? Sean is still pulled away right now, but I'm filling in until he's able to get into the radio room here.
He's what?
Sean, our psychic that's supposed to be running things this hour, has been pulled off into a client crisis thing. They've had some kind of medical issue with a family member or something, so
okay.
I wasn't sure how long he was going to be.
I see.
Yeah. But I can help you if you want.
Can you give me any messages for my guides or angels?
Yes. That you are to focus on your developing your awareness, and that you should share it with the world, like your abilities, like, you know, when you're in the checkout line at the store or something, and you feel like you have a message for somebody,
mm-hmm.
find a casual way to communicate it to them.
Hmm.
That you, it's like you have work in the world to do.
I haven't had that happen yet.
Yep, but it will happen tomorrow.
It will?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Hmm.
Yes, so whether you ride a cart or push one, you have work to do.
I see. Okay. Do you know what kind of work?
It looks like prenatal.
Are
you there?
Did you say prenatal?
Yes.
It's funny because somebody mentioned that the other day to me that I should do Reiki with mothers that are pregnant.
Yes. I'm validating that for you.
Wow.
It's nice to have somebody separate that you don't know sort of validate your messages for you.
Yeah, really. And it doesn't hurt the baby?
No.
No?
Because children are like babies that are, you know, developing in the mother, their souls are not tied to the body in the mother. Like, you know how we have out-of-body experiences when we're sleeping?
Yes.
The developing infant also has out-of-body, but it's more defined.
Mm.
It comes natural to them.
Okay. Can I ask another question?
Sure.
Do you have... can you read my husband even though he's not on the phone?
Yes.
He's had 7 outpatient pre-cancer surgeries on his throat. Do you know what that's all about?
He's not speaking his mind.
Not speaking his mind?
Yeah.
Well...
And that he's supposed to hang in there.
He's supposed to... You know, I said that to him because other people have said that, and he goes, well, I don't know what you mean by that.
Yeah, the thing is that when people come down with medical conditions, it puts them in a group or a part of society that other people aren't a part of. It puts them in like a unique group of people who have a different appreciation for life.
Mm-hmm.
So he is on a spiritual path, but it's more one for the lay people that are out there. Are you there?
Yeah, I didn't hear what you said about the what kind of people?
Lay, L-A-Y, like layman, like
people
who don't know.
Right, now I heard you. Actually, I think I might be helping him along his journey.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I think he does listen to some of the things I say. Not that he believes them all, but at least he listens.
Right.
So. Okay. Well, thank you.
Every little bit helps.
Yep. Mhm.
All right, Kat.
Have a good evening.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So we're still waiting for Sean to come into the room, and I think I'm going to play Under the Blue Sky by Diane Arkenstone. You can find out more about Diane Arkenstone by going to www.dianearkenstone.com, or you can find her out on Amazon. You can buy her songs individually for your MP3 player or your song player, that kind of stuff. But coming up right here, until our Sean comes in the room, I'm going to be playing Under the Blue Sky. Hold on.
Yeah,
some time ago, I would say about 2 weeks ago, she has an upcoming album release coming up on the 26th of this month called Union Road. She composes all the music herself, the songs, the lyrics, everything. She's a platinum artist, fantastic artist. But I wanted to comment, you know, while we're waiting for Sean to come into the room, I wanted to talk about the Pope that just got elected. And I was thinking that they sort of rushed bringing the Pope on board because they needed somebody to be out there to do Easter. I don't know if they've ever done Easter without a Pope. You know, it's like, God forbid there be a Pope without Easter. Like, the world would end, I guess. But with all that going on, I decided I wanted to do a reading about that, and the first card that I've drawn is the delegating card, and it's associated with the time 714. And it talks about someone handing off a stack of work that somebody else was doing. And then the next card that I've drawn is the 719 card, and the title for this card is Strength. And it shows someone who's trying to hand a handle of a paint bucket to someone instead of the handle and the paint bucket itself. So the work was handed off to somebody, but there was a lot of it that was left behind. That's what the Strength card talks about. It's sort of asking somebody to do something before we're really checking on their strength as to whether they should or that they're capable or they have the strength to do it. Even though the cardinal spent a week trying to come up with the next pope or who the next pope should be, they sort of, I feel from what my cards are saying, that it was rushed and there's going to be some things that are discovered that will be left behind and make its way into the news and just be a crazy kind of Catholic year more than anything else. So, moving on to the next item, I've gone out to the Yahoo news page and I'm looking where they're talking about election of Pope Francis Jill's hopes for Catholic reform. So let's just look at the hope for Catholic reform. The message in that is that they're going to be coasting along for a little bit, and then there's going to be a big crack in the sky and a lot of things, infrastructure changes, faults found with people being either laid off, fired, or retired, and forced to, like, go into a new direction or something, or just disappear. And the coasting part of it comes in the message of the gliding card associated with the time, 111, and then with the repercussions card, associated with time 941, and it talks about being a big crack in the sky, the universe changing around, and people are like leaning back or taken aback. It's like, oh my God, where did that come from and how are we going to cope with this kind of thing? But it's really the whole infrastructure of religion need to go through a reboot or a reorganization or something just because it's so out of control and that all the religions that are out there think that their religion is the only religion and everybody else is a fool. Come on. The one religion that we're all living is the religion of living as a human being and being kind to your neighbor, no matter what their religion is or how they want to dress. Are they cross-dressing? Are they wearing a burqa? Are they wearing high heels? You know, when they should be wearing, you know, wingtips or something. It's all about how people feel and what they want to wear. It's their business, really, right? So we got a big change coming up, and I reach like the next 90 seconds to 90 days out kind of stuff. So we can plan to see the crazy reorganization taking place sometime after Easter. I think Easter is in April. So the next thing that I'm looking at is the thing that's going on with information that I get about that is that it's a big levee that's about to break. And what's really funny is that I've just drawn the lens card, and that talks about health issues associated with the time 7:30, and that's in reverse. So with these two cards, I'm looking at the levee card associated with the time 4:19, and then the lens card in reverse associated with the time 7:30, it talks about there's going to be a major collapse in the medical system through the first part of this year, and that some rash steps are going to have to be taken. So stay tuned on that one. That's what I see for it. And if you want to find out more about me, we're here waiting for Sean to come into the room, and I'm not sure if he's going to be able to make it. We've got about 20 minutes left into the first hour of the show, and I think I'm just going to call it quits for the evening if he's not able to make it here in the next 20 minutes or so. So I hope everything's going okay for him. But again, big breakdown in, I think, the Obamacare part of it will probably be okay. It'll be like a life raft. You can look at the old healthcare system like the big ships, you know, like the cruise line ships that are out there that keep getting stranded. There was a second one that got stranded. It was I can't remember what the name of the cruise line is, but these people got stranded out there. I'm looking to see if they have that listed in the news group anywhere. Redone the news group in Yahoo, and it's very frustrating just because there's so much content now, so it's getting a single line. You gotta look at paragraphs and stuff. But another cruise line, and these ships are like breaking down, and people are left stranded. We definitely need some kind of change happening for the healthcare system, and I think there's going to be some crazy things happening over the next 6 months that are going to push that in a hard direction. All right. So, next thing, let's go with something a little bit of fun. Around here, not really a whole lot of just happening in the news, and that's okay. No, we need a break. Okay. So, not really a whole lot that's happening that I want to talk about in the news that is anything really significant. So what we can expect to see in the news, let's deal with that over the next 2 weeks, 1 week, we'll say next week. And what's funny is I've just drawn the storms card, S-T-O-R-M-E-S, or M-S, don't know where the E came from in there. And it's associated with the time 3:19, and it just shows storm coming next week that we can watch for. And then the card associated with that, working with that, is the busy card in reverse. So this says that we have a storm coming up next week that are going to have a lot of people really busy. So just keep that in the back of your mind while you're watching. And today's show is being broadcasted live on March 14th, 2013. And that you can go back and listen to this as archives if you want to, and just, you know, check us out that way. So you're hearing about the storms next week, and then you can come back and listen again and see if some of the details that I talked about here in the reading fit with what's coming up for us next week. So that's that. The next part coming up is that there are some projects projects that are going to be shut down. I'm looking at the intentions card, and it talks about people doing things that they think that are going to be helpful, and it ends up turning into be something bad or not really helpful. And then I'm also looking at the I'm okay card, and it's in reverse. So it talks about things happening around the situation that I'm reading in. It has to do with the people around us, situations, the things, groups, that kind of stuff around us. So this tells me that there's going to be some kind of the I'm okay card talks about people who are in heaven letting us know that they're okay, even though we're down here and we're crying and we're sorrowful about it. And what's really interesting about how I'm looking at this with the intentions card and the I'm okay card, we're going to be celebrating, you know, I guess, sadly, Easter. And we know what Easter is all about, the crucifixion and everything. And this says that there's something that's going to be happening right around Easter in the news, where someone meant to do a good thing and it ended up not being a good thing. So getting a closer look at that, it has to be something to where somebody was, like they could be trying to do like one of those high wire acts to where they are doing something that was very risky, almost like life threatening, like out there walking on that wire with a pole, and that they end up falling or something. You know, that's, God forbid that happen or whatever, but it's something that's going to be happening to where someone's trying to show off that they are unique by demonstrating some kind of risk that they can take that other people wouldn't dare take. We'll have to see what happens with that, but that's what I see there. And then the next thing that's coming up is that there's going to be some new projects coming up that is going to turn the country around, and this is for the next month. New surprising projects that's going to end up turning the country around. It'll be one that will be so significant that it will influence millions of jobs, create millions of jobs out there, but it will also put some other people who are doing some things that aren't so helpful, sort of like out looking for work, and maybe forcing them to go to some kind of training so that they can be better at this new way of doing things, too. So we'll just have to wait and see on that one, right? So, new projects, because it's the projects card facing away from us, and it's associated with the time 717, and then the people being thrown out on their bus, basically, is associated with the time 911, and the title for that card is Out. And I picked 911 just because it's an emergency number. Oh no, everything is crazy. We have to start doing this now. We're out on our bus. We're having to do this thing now that this other thing has gone away. And I used the 9/11 and the towers falling, and then also the emergency 911, all that falling into place whenever I created this card as well. So at the time of the event, it feels like an emergency, but then once we get on our feet again, it makes us a little stronger and teaches us how to avoid the situation if it were to happen again in the future. Alrighty, so then the next cards that are coming up, looks like there is some bills that are going to be passed in the House or the Senate. I can't remember if they're still working on the budget. Sure they are, but I don't really watch the news. I get most of my stuff off of Yahoo or the newspaper. I don't really watch the news and television just because most of it is commercials. But the card that I'm looking at right now is the 750 card, and the title for this card is Pressing. And then the other card I'm looking at is the Fertility card, and it's associated with times 8, 37. And this is talking about something that has to do with fertility. So there's going to be something in the news about fertility, children, you know, the better health care for children or something. So I would say with the pressing card and the fertility card, I would say that there's going to be some kind of bill passed in the government that makes room for promoting better child welfare of some sort. So it could be their health, it could be education or something. So that's what I see for that. Okay, the next thing that's up is the blame card, and it's in the reverse, and the title, or the time that's associated with this card is 909, and it's blame in reverse. And it shows someone behind a steering wheel sort of being a crazy, aggressive driving kind of individual. And then the other card is the sharing card, and it's in reverse, and, the time associated with this card is 616. And it shows someone carrying a tray of glasses to someone who is like a great distance away from them. So for me, I see the blame card working with this long distance thing is that that there's going to be an issue with the pipeline that women are trying to get approved to go from Canada down to the lower part of the U.S. So that's going to be in the news, and there's going to be something crazy about that. I'm trying to see what it is. And it looks like that there's going to be someone who's been having nightmares about the project and that they're going to end up coming out and telling some kind of story that's been kept hidden behind the scenes. And the project is probably going to get canceled. Seems pretty crazy. And I think what I'm going to do is slip into another song here for a quick song break. See what else we got here. Okay. And I think we'll play Blind Chess Master. That's a pretty good one. Hang on. It's Blind Chess Master.
Wednesday is the flagship show for the Main Street Universe
Network, and that's with Janice White and our producer, Daniel Michael. On Fridays, on Thursdays, where we are, Sean Silver, and he gives reading. At 11:59 p.m. on Friday is Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour with Jesse Ann Nichols George. On Sundays at around 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is Spiritual Insight with Buddhist consultant Dan Bouquet. And that's our lineup, basically. But let me jump back over to our radio console here. I'm going to go and play. Home Shopping, that's what it was. All right. Shafe by Diane Armstrong. I am Kevin Baird, and I'm filling in for Sean Pilgrim here tonight on the Tethering the Blade Zone show. Tethering the Blade Zone is really talking about putting a bridle on the bleeding edge of the bleeding edge, basically, you know, the new age, new trends, that kind of stuff, and really trying to keep it under control and put it in a direction that can help everyone. So I'm going to go ahead and sign off. I want to thank everybody who was hanging in there in the chat room and in the listening queue. And we will see you guys here again next week. Again, thanks for listening, and take care and be safe. Bye now.